Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
Okay, let's dive right in. First up, Tiger Woods was arrested on DUI charges after a rollover crash in Jupiter Island.
Whoa, really? Not again. I thought he'd been through this before.
Yep. This is reportedly his fourth high-profile car crash and second DUI arrest. It's a sad situation, honestly.
Definitely. I mean, he's a legend. You just hate to see someone struggle like that. Any details on the crash itself?
The reports are still coming in, but it was a rollover. He bonded out, so he's been released for now. I guess we'll see what the investigation reveals.
Man, hopefully, he gets the help he needs. Okay, what's next?
Next up, we've got some political gridlock. The House GOP rejected the DHS funding bill that the Senate passed and they're drafting their own alternative.
Oh great, another showdown. So, what's the sticking point?
Well, it sounds like the House Republicans have tremendous concerns with Mike Johnson's play call on DHS. The Senate is trying to fund most of DHS, except for ICE and Border Patrol. It's all tied up in the usual political maneuvering.
So, what does this mean for regular people? Airport delays, right? I saw something about TSA workers getting paychecks, finally.
Exactly. TSA officers are supposed to start getting paid as early as Monday. Apparently, Trump intervened and ordered them to be paid, regardless of what Congress does. But the whole thing is a mess and the uncertainty is definitely affecting morale.
It's wild that it takes an executive order to get people paid for doing their jobs. All right, what other disasters are we covering today?
This one's pretty bad. Iran-linked hackers reportedly breached the FBI director's personal email and published photos and documents.
No way. The FBI director? That's a massive security breach. What kind of documents are we talking about?
The reports say they published emails allegedly stolen from Kash Patel. I mean, it's a huge embarrassment and raises serious questions about cybersecurity, even at the highest levels.
You'd think they'd have, like, the best security possible. Okay, I'm officially stressed out. One more, right?
Yep, last but certainly not least, Defense Secretary Hegseth reportedly intervened to stop the promotions of black and female officers.
Wait, what? That sounds incredibly illegal and discriminatory. How did that even happen?
The reports are saying he struck two black and two female officers from the promotion list. It's causing a major uproar, as you can imagine. Some are even reporting that a top Pentagon aide made some pretty appalling comments.
This is just awful. I hope there's a serious investigation and consequences for that kind of blatant discrimination.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's the news for today. Pretty heavy stuff.
Definitely a lot to unpack. Thanks for breaking it down, even if it was depressing.
No problem. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates. Until then, stay informed.